I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're excited to welcome our new and delicious sponsor, Factor. Get Factor and enjoy eating well with fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered straight to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code SKIM50 for 50% off. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
Oh, and look where Kim is. She's on the phone.
I'm on the phone today.
Yep. She's on her phone, her portable computing device. She's 4.5 hour flight away from me right now, a 20-something hour drive. She's in Mississippi this week. So
I'm in Mississippi visiting my sister for her birthday, which is today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Sarah. And how what's it like being home in your home state? Where, well, you weren't born there. You're born in Tennessee, but you very quickly moved back over the border. And existed in Mississippi for, what, 18 years of your
18
life?
18 years. Yep.
Yeah. Does it feel familiar? Are you like, ooh, it's so hot and sweaty?
I mean, today I'm in Laurel, which I hadn't visited before. We went to the hometown, the show Hometown was, and I don't know if it's still going on, but is done here and... It's the cutest little downtown you've ever seen.
I've been to Laurel. It's nice. Yeah.
Southern Antiques is what I'm sitting across from.
Yeah. Laurel, Mississippi was a fun place to drive through. I remember that yeah. town. It was cool.
It's really cute. We went to Miss Pearl's for lunch and had some fried chicken.
Oh, man. So good. And it was only 14 cents a thing. Anyway, so Kim's been gone, and that means I've been here kind of on my, well, not on my own. Carter's here, of course, and...
Eating your Factor meals, which you love.
Yeah, I love my Factor meals. We'll talk more about them too. But Carter made me, I just had eggs and some sort of potato-y thing that she made this morning.
Nice.
So she's very nice. Just, you know, I'm down here working. She shows up with food. It's a little like having you around. but yeah, we've missed you though. We don't like it when you're gone. Kind of sucks.
I've only been gone a couple of days. You're going
to
be okay.
It feels like a month already. Well, you know why? Because prior to this, so Kim just got off a 6 day run of basically.
It was a 4 day babysitting shift for my sister. I'm watching all my niece and nephews, five of them.
Yeah, about 40 minutes away or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and they're great. Those kids are awesome, but it's still a lot. That's six kids. That's a lot of kids. Wait, five? Yeah, six.
Five of them. One's already moved out, but
that's
there's
right.
five left at home.
There's one as young as four.
And 16 and four. Yeah.
16 and four. They got children over there. Your sister does. they're all really good kids though. And so we did have a little crossover event on Monday for Van's soccer game. And then they took off.
Yeah. Took the kids to Van's soccer game. The boys just wrestled all over the place and the older two were on their phones the whole time, and it was hilarious.
Yep.
It was really fun, though.
One of the older ones, Luke, he's the oldest now. He's a great kid and really handsome, good-looking, you know. Looks like he's play whatever sport he wants to play, but he chooses not to because he's just, like, not that competitive. He likes what he likes or whatever, and I really respect that about him. But he's said something in the car that I haven't been able to shake, and that was that you know, we asked him what music they wanted to listen to or what's their favorite music. And he's like, oh, I like stuff from like the 70s. And yeah. Fleetwood Mac and things like that. And I think there's a trend toward that. 16-year-olds today, they don't really have, I mean, you can be into whatever the popular thing of the time is. And I guess right now that would be a lot of K-pop and Taylor Swift and I don't know what all. But he seemed to be like old soul, like, yeah, none of that's doing it for me. I got to reach back further. And I felt like Nick was a lot like that, even though he's a bit older. Mm-hmm. Carter in a lot of ways is like that. I feel like it's almost like Taylor's gen was the last one that had kind of a cool early 2000s indie scene to glom onto. And then since then, I don't know, since the advent of music services and iTunes and everything else, I just don't think people have the same... Like they don't have their music anymore. They're borrowing from somebody else's decade.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of indie stuff, but I feel like it sounds a lot like. There's a lot of indie, you know, new music out there. Was like, oh, they sound just like this, or they sound just like that.
It's like Greta Van.
I feel like that's happening.
Greta Van, whatever. Greta Van Fleet. And they sound just like Led Zeppelin, like just like them.
Yeah, like the voice and everything, the music, all of it.
I feel like
there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, there's a trend for that generation to just sort of, they have a wider selection, first of all. But it's just no longer, I only hear what I hear on the radio, and therefore those are the tapes, CDs, and records I'm going to buy.
Right.
Now it's like, I guess Spotify and I can do whatever I want. And it turns out the 70s had better rock and roll. You know, like they get to have that choice. We didn't have that. We thought that was old people, you know? Anyway, I just thought that was fascinating to me while they were hanging out with us. And it was really fun, and Kim did a great job, of course. None of those kids were injured or died under your care.
Wow. High praise.
Yep. You'd still be there, though, because it just so happened that you watched them for about half the time that their parents are away.
Right.
And then
immediately
got on this plane.
Because I had to leave town.
Yeah. And now you're down there. And the reason you're down there, you're with the sister who used to live here, but recently moved down there while they're building a house and then renting and chilling. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff going on.
It's a lot going on.
It's all good.
Yeah. It's all good. I was saying to Kim before the show, I do miss fall in Mississippi. It's really something.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Just no mountains. I don't know about no mountains, man. All those green trees, flat.
Does that help you?
Yeah, sort of. Like there's parts of that I really like, but when I come home to this valley here in the Salt Lake Valley, it is unbelievable.
Well, for you at home, this is where I grew up for 18 years.
Yeah. That's true.
Going off to college.
Home is home. Home is home wherever you find it.
Yes. But I think you can find home wherever you go, too.
Yeah, that's true.
If you can learn to love it there.
That's true. I don't love... There's things about Mississippi that I don't love. I won't get into them. But it's always a question of, could I get down there and... Do I even have to worry about some of those things now at this stage?
And according to Carter, she's like, if you ever move somewhere else, what's the big deal, Dad? You would just sit in your basement and do your recording and not talk to people wherever you are.
That's so not fair. My job requires, my job requires a ton of that stuff. So it seems that way, but it's not really that way.
It's true. You're right. It just seems that way. But also I feel like, you get a lot of your time online.
Yeah.
You're socializing where at the end of the, like by the weekend, when you're done and you're slowing down with all your stuff, you're like, I've talked to enough people. Can you and I just hang out?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is exactly what it is. I've talked to people all day and I'm done. I'm spent.
Yep.
I just need a couch. I need Kim. I need a weighted blanket. Bring the dog over here, whatever.
Bring the dog. I'll lay on you. And you're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I do like that. But anyway, I'm glad you're down there and that you're safe. And I guess how's New Orleans this time of year? It's a little freaky because it's hurricane season, but
There's nothing on the horizon at the moment. We just drove through from the airport to go to Mississippi. That's kind of what we do. I mean, we don't spend a lot of time in New Orleans anymore. It's a little more sketchy, but I think that's most places.
That is most cities.
If you didn't live there, if you don't live there.
Yeah. New Orleans has always been a mixed bag like that. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like San Francisco. Yes, it's beautiful, but it's kind of a mixed bag. Portland's a mixed bag right now. Seattle, all of those things. So
yeah,
I feel like that happens in a lot of places. Well,
even Salt Lake is clean as it is. And, you know, if you're doing comparisons,
you have your neighborhoods.
You still got your sketch, you know. But in the case of New Orleans, isn't it the only, it's really the only an airport of size to service that whole strip of the South down there.
Well, no, you've got Gulfport, you've got Biloxi.
They have airports?
They're not international, Mark. They're not international, but you can fly straight into Gulfport.
Can you fly into Jackson? I don't think you can. Yes. Oh, no, you can. It just wasn't a big airport when I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dinky. But yeah, so the big ones, you either had to go New Orleans, Dallas, or up to Atlanta.
Look, I saw a little tiny airport in Lumberton.
Yeah.
Lumberton, Mississippi, yesterday. It was one of those little commuter plane airports.
Yeah.
But if you get your pilot's license, you can go anywhere.
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm not flying, everyone. Relax.
I'm saying you can get anywhere depending on what size airplane you want to be in.
Do they have diet po'boys available to me 24/7?
Diet po'boys. I think you just have to change the bread. I don't know if they do a protein style po'boy.
No. I can't imagine they do, but
the bread's the kicker for that thing. Oh, so good.
So good though. Have you had one since you've been there or no?
I haven't yet. No.
Okay. All right.
Had a lot of good food.
That's good.
But not a po'boy yet.
All right. I do miss the food. I will say that Mississippi had the food.
Whew. Yes, it does.
Yep. Birthplace of Elvis.
Brought it with me. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Got all the recipes.
That's right.
I make you Southern food all the time.
That's true. You do. I haven't really made much. I've had some factory meals, but I haven't done much while you've been gone. Carter's done any cooking that there was to be done. And
she likes to. She's like me.
You know where you do dishes after you've made the mess you've made? You know when you do that when you cook? Carter doesn't seem to think that there's any of that going on.
The importance isn't there for her. I'm like cleaning up as I go.
Yeah.
By the time everything's in the pot, the kitchen's clean still.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, I'll do it later.
Yeah, there's like
everybody's got their thing.
Eggshells in a bowl, some greasy pan on the thing.
Look, she could have just fed you cereal all week.
It'd probably kill me if I did that.
In paper bowls and plastic spoons. She didn't do that. See?
That's true. That's true.
Or maybe she cooks, you clean.
Oh, well, I did. I did a whole load of dishes yesterday, and I'll probably do them again today. Yeah.
Good job.
I'm not letting them sit because we already get some fruit flies from the melon that came in.
Do you want to hear one of my pet peeves?
Go.
When I come in and you go, look, I did all your dishes. Like they're my dishes and I ate out of them.
When I say that, I mean so that you didn't have to do any of these. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I know. But it's like, look, I did all your dishes. And I was like, I wasn't even here for four days.
That's right. When you got back from attending those kids for the brief time you were here, and the first thing out of my mouth was, look, I did your dishes. What I meant was I did all the dishes is what I meant.
Okay, good. I appreciate that.
Clarification. Well, speaking of Factor, I'm going to talk about them for a quick second here. I really, really, really like Factor meals. And I'm surprised, actually, because normally, and these aren't frozen, by the way. They just come to you fresh, refrigerated, and ready to go. I thought, well, whatever. Frozen meals, refrigerator meals, what's the difference? No. Massive, massive difference. Mm-hmm. And because Labor Day has come and gone, it's fall. All right? It's time. Fall just seems to be busier than, you know, laid back summertime sometimes. All right? People taking kids back to school. We're trying to shuffle everything. You have football season. Oh, so much stuff. Well, how about you're looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days? Good news, they're here for you for that. If you're too busy to cook this fall but want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, skip the extra time and trip to the store and all that chopping, that prepping, that cleaning up, you know, the things we just talked about. while you're getting the flavor and all the nutritional quality you need, Factor's never fresh frozen meals. Excuse me, Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy and then get back to crushing your goals. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code SKIM50 to get 50% off. We really like these, right? Like the Yeah, and they're... You don't feel, what's the word? I don't feel guilty when I eat one of these, because if I eat a frozen one from some store, I'm like,
usually they have like things like pasta and they're richer and, you know, cheesier. These are lower carbs. So when you have the cauliflower rice instead of a rice grain,
yeah,
it tastes really good, but also is way better for you.
Heck yeah. They got this pork chop thing that I, my favorite. It's my favorite one. And so every time we get them, I'm like digging through, I'm going, where's pork chop? Where's pork chop? And I find it. That's the one I like the most. So, you know, there's things to consider beyond how great they are. Things like you can be assured you're making sustainable choices. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and they source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites, their offices, all that stuff. And they, you know, feature sustainably sourced seafood in their meals, that sort of thing.
And really great vegetarian options.
Yeah. Vegetarian stuff is great on there. They have extras you can add. They have these great smoothies and, you know, breakfast stuff, breakfast sandwiches, all kinds of cool stuff. So get in there, get it done. In 2 minutes, you'll have a meal, no prep, no mess. Can't say enough about them. Head to factormeals.com/skim50. Use that code skim50 to get 50% off. That's code skim50 at factormeals.com/skim50 for 50% off. All right. I got an email. Would you like to hear this email?
Yes.
Well, good. Here it is. This is from, I don't know how you say it, SQU33. So SQU33. I don't know. He says, they say, I don't know if it's he or she. They sent it to skimshow@gmail.com. Says, not sure what kind of EDM you listen to regularly, but here are my top three artists and songs that I would like to see what you guys think. So I'm going to share these with you and I'm going to play a little bit of these. Okay. This first one is Zebler Incanti Experience from Energy. Not heard of any of this or that this group or band, but we're going to play it and see what we get. So here we go. Just a little play here. Skip ahead. So we got the drop and all that. Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
Now we got some new listenings.
Yep. Then we got one called Hullabaloo. And Hullabaloo is the name of the album. Maybe it's the artist, and the song or the track is Dad Sneeze. So let's see what this is. We'll play that. Sneak ahead here. Okay, you're singing our tune here.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good, definitely. Right? That's really good.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited to find new stuff.
How about this one? Third one.
Thanks for sending those.
Here's a third and final. This is called, where is it? Conundrum by Flintwick. All right. So let's see what this is. Skip ahead. Ain't a sitcom, gotta keep you with some shit. Okay. Yep. I'm in.
Yep.
Not normally into too much what I would refer to as that early aughts dubstep stuff, but this sounds like it's not that. It's something a little beyond that. No,
sounds much cooler.
Yeah, I'm into it. So again, if you want to have the list of what he sent us or they sent us, Zebler with the Incanti Experience and Hullabaloo with Dad Sneeze and Flintwick with Conundrum. And Kim and I will check all these songs out. That sounds great.
Yes, definitely.
Please keep those coming, you bunch of music weirdos. We love your recommendations. You know, got a note from, this is a text from that came to 801-471-0462. This is from Jason, but the O is a zero. So it's still Jason, I guess, but he's creative with his zero. Anyway, he says, hey, what would you do if you found out tomorrow that Kim was pregnant? Okay. I feel like we answered this before. Didn't we talk about this? I think we did. Some other context, but Kim is no longer capable of pregnancy.
That's a nice way to put it.
It doesn't sound
no longer capable.
It doesn't sound right. Kim had she had the procedure because of other reasons. It wasn't because I was, you know, it wasn't like Scott, do you want to go get snipped or should Kim go do the harder thing? It was medical stuff that she needed to do regardless.
Yes.
And so you just did it all
years ago. And if he were to find that out, it would be quite the miracle.
Right. That would be truly a miracle. And I would suddenly believe in all sorts of things if Kim could somehow get pregnant now.
Yes. But if that had not been the case, I love kids. They're great.
Oh, so. Kids are awesome. We would do what we had to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
totally.
Send them to a farm upstate. Just kidding.
The few kids I've and almost adults I've wanted to adopt.
Yeah,
like my own kids.
Kim wants to adopt Post Malone, for hell's sakes. Every time she sees him, she's like, "Oh, he looks like he might be a little drunk. I'd really like to help him out and let's have him."
I want to make him some jambalaya.
Yep.
I do want to make him some jambalaya. He's from the South.
I wish we knew some. We got to find out someone who works at that Cane's or something where just get the word out because he's local to us now where we're just like, look, one day is all we're asking.
He's in. Yeah. He's in town. He's over. I'd go meet him.
One time. Bring him. We'll bring him the jambalaya.
That's right.
We'll bring it to him. We'll guarantee him this, you know, it's food safety is all good. And he'll, you know, Austin, his real name, he'll never think of Southern food the same again. He'll be thrilled. Let's get this done. We got one more. This is from Patty. I think it's Patty. Oh, pate. That's interesting. Like the kind of stuff you smear on things.
Okay. Yeah,
that's pretty weird. It says here, Scott, I know that you love dogs. Why does Kim not love dogs? Sincerely, pate. Short and to the point.
No.
Why don't you like dogs, Kim? Answer.
I don't know.
What is your
problem? I don't know. I mean, they're fine. I'm just not one to snuggle up and have them sit on my lap and cuddle up with a dog.
Yeah, you don't have that really, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not that you're a person who doesn't show affection to your kids or your grandkids or any of that. Like, you have that in spades. But that affection thing that I have with Rainer or even Ripley, you just don't have it.
No.
And I think part of it might be that, you know, you grew up with what? A little one rat dog that no one really spent time with.
I lived in a place where you really had to do something about fleas and ticks. And my parents had, I mean, I'm the second of 10 kids. They didn't deal with that.
That's true. Yeah. So,
you know, it was an outdoor dog, which means it had ticks and fleas.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot you can do about it when they're outdoor dogs.
Yeah.
They're going to have a problem most of the time. I think it's better now, but we're talking about it was the 80s.
Yeah.
You're like, ah.
Like the idea of a dog running up and licking me up the side of my face and being stoked to see me sounds amazing. To Kim, that sounds like something she just does not want to. Yeah, it's torture. Fifth wheel of hell. Fifth level of hell. Circle of hell for Kim. And I don't know why, but that's the way it is. And it doesn't mean that Kim hates animals by no stretch is that.
No.
In fact, you're cute and nice to the dogs we have. It's just,
yes,
you just don't have that thing.
I don't have that come here, come sit on my lap thing going on. Nope. No, thank you.
She's got a big brick wall between the species, you know, only going to take it so far, basically.
Exactly.
That's it for your voicemail or sorry, your texts and your emails. Keep those coming, please. skimshow@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And 801-471-0462. For our foodie segment, I don't have anything unless you've got like, did you do anything cool over there? Like, I don't know.
Cooked anything at all.
Did you guys go anywhere that was cool? Like, I don't know. Something.
I've been to a lot of really great little restaurants.
What was your favorite? Tell us your favorite.
Miss Pearl's.
Miss Pearl's
right here in Laurel.
What they have there in Laurel?
She was there too. Yeah, it was. It's fried chicken or meatloaf. It's very home cooked. Their black eyed peas were fantastic.
That sounds real good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I think I could eat that.
Had some collard greens yesterday that were good. At a little place in where were we? I think we were just in downtown Hattiesburg.
I could eat all that.
Yeah. You would have been very happy.
Yeah. Trying to, you know, quit in the fried business, but I'd do it for, I'd have fried chicken at Pearl's. Yeah. Now I'm hungry. Thanks. That's great. Perfect. Anyway, go make yourself some fried chicken. Somebody in our Discord asked if Kim, what did they say? Hold on. Let me hop in there real fast. Skim. There it is. Someone said, here it is. I love this. So when you're, cause this, this October, next month, there's a chunk of that time. You'll also be gone with this same sister and her daughter, your niece for her big birthday thing. And you guys are going to, kind of back down south again.
Going to Nashville.
Nashville. Mm-hmm. And somebody in here said, Scott, 6 days in October should be called, quote, fully clothed and slightly uneasy. Versus naked
slightly
and afraid.
Malnourished.
Yeah, slightly malnourished. That's even better. But I really am going to do some sort of streamy thing during that run where I, you know, we'll do something for charity. I don't even know what I'm doing yet, but there will be something. Figure it out,
and I will call that week, and we'll do skim from there.
Yeah, why not? We could do that.
Let's do it.
We'll do. Yeah, when you're out of town, this is easy. It's not a hard thing for us to do a show. You know, having you in the office, you're here in the studio is nice, but I don't mind calling you. You know. So that's going to do it for today. A reminder, if you want to support the show, patreon.com/frogpants. If you want to go check out everything else tied to the show, frogpants.com/skim. There was a big host change this week, which should not show any issues for any of you. But if you have any issues, let us know. I guess if you're not hearing this, you won't hear this. But if you're having any issues with the show, let me know. I did do a big, massive, almost in a single day switcheroo. But so far, so good. I think everybody's seeing what they're supposed to be seeing, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, good.
Kim, anything else you want to mention before we go?
I got to go find Sarah. She's around here somewhere.
Oh, that sounds like fun. thank you all for listening. That's going to do it. We'll see you next time right here on Skim.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.